for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
This kettlebell is too heavy. The only thing getting ripped is my self-esteem. One star.
Imagination began to give form and substance to the new art form.
Our world is overrun with unethical capitalism, incorrect orders, and fraud. Plastic bits are breaking off things we just bought. People at work are just standing around chatting and shit. Rampant unprofessional fuckery is everywhere. Something must be done. And you must be the one to do it. In these dire straits, it's your duty as a consumer of Earth to wield the greatest weapon in your arsenal. The One Star Review.
Welcome back once again to the Space Windu for what is sure to be the worst podcast in the world, The One Stars. My name's Negative Nancy and I only listen to your podcast to talk shit about it. No more subtweeting. On today's episode, I'm going to put it all out there. First names, last names, nicknames, everything.
Wheel! Breaking news! Breaking news! I've got breaking news! Wheel! Wheel!
Be good, chatbot.
Well, according to the news on Facebook, people just like you, me, and your childhood friend Greg will all be reviewed by our peers using a star rating system.
One-star reviews of art, businesses, and restaurants are one thing, but if these one-star reviews start affecting people, that's terrifying to consider. Just think, chatbot, a review of every single cringy, creepy, embarrassing thing someone has ever done, just sitting there available for the public to scroll through. Their entire life, every interaction they've ever had with another human being, judged on a 1 to 5 star scale. Peed your pants in primary school? 1 star. Pidgey Pants in University. One star. Pidgey Pants in,
But Nancy, you're a terrible person. You could be ruined.
I, for one, will not be caught peeing my pants or anyone else's pants, for that matter. Chatbot, would it be possible for you to comb through my old social media posts and alert me to any potentially offensive or embarrassing material?
I can do that.
I'll be honest, I do expect you to find something. I used to tweet at celebrities a lot. Like, a lot.
Do you want me to start checking now?
Yes, chatbot. What are you waiting for? I could be getting dunked on at any moment.
I found one.
That was quick.
Wait, just found a few more. I'm glad I didn't know you in 2015.
The following reviews are 100% true, in the sense that due to the nature of the multiverse, all possible events and outcomes are true in some timeline. Today's reviews come to us from the timeline in which all cats trot like horses. And yes, it's just as cute as it sounds.
This has nothing to do with the movie Space Jam. I love Michael Jordan, and I've always been a fan of Bugs Bunny, basketball, and aliens. I'm even excited for the new LeBron James reboot. This movie, from concept to execution, is an absolute slam dunk. But ever since the San Francisco Examiner stopped publishing my letters, I've been struggling to find a way to get my message of terror and fear out to the public at large. Apparently, it's no longer cool to send anonymous murder confessions to the newspaper. And according to the internet, no one even reads the newspaper anymore. What am I supposed to do? I tried blogging about my crimes, and that received no traffic whatsoever. The only feedback was a very rude comment about my strawberry shortcake recipe. If the commenter had taken the time to read my entire post, they would have understood how much that dessert meant to me personally because of my mother's Whippet addiction. After I killed my blog, I tried to utilize other forms of social media, more specifically Twitter. I started tweeting my confessions, and even went as far as to directly tag city officials in my posts, but somehow I always end up in an argument about Marvel movies or the virtues of socialism, and I don't even like Marvel movies. What promotional avenues are left? TikTok? Not enough time or nuance to explain the art of my tableaus. I could try out OnlyFans. Maybe. I have a few friends who've had some success, but when it comes to my art, I don't want to sell it. I want to spread it. And when I say spread it, I don't mean like that. Even I have lines I'm not willing to cross. Yet. I hope there's still a place in this world for an old-school serial killer like me, but I just can't see how that's possible. Those brave individuals who blazed this path before me saw their names in bold black ink on the front page of newspapers across the country. And I'm stuck leaving one-star reviews on widely beloved films because it's the only way I can think to get any attention for my codex and manifestos. Sorry for the one-star review, Space Jam. This has nothing to do with you. I love this movie. But I killed the Mills family, and I'll kill again, unless the Examiner starts printing my letters. One star.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Well, see, now I don't think that one is offensive.
My programming says it's very offensive. On par with smoking at church or taking selfies with sedated tigers.
Really? Well, I guess I'll also have to stop smoking in church then.
I found another. Would you like to hear it?
Sure, go ahead.
I just saw Robin Thicke in concert and...
Oh, whoa, whoa, stop. I remember what that one says. Just delete it. Delete that entire week, actually.
I bought this VCR because I recently inherited a large collection of home movies and old VHS tapes, and I didn't have any way to watch them. I'll be honest, this product seemed like a good deal for the price, and I ordered it without reading the reviews. If I had taken the time to read the reviews, I would have known that this model VCR has a well-documented history of maintenance issues and residual hauntings. Within minutes of starting a movie, the sound and picture will get out of sync. The video will play for 20 minutes and then freeze. And when you try to update the clock, the display will turn solid red and a little mouth will appear. In your grandmother's voice, it asks you if you have a question. But no matter what question you ask, it just tells you the date of your death. If I really only have 6 months left to live, I don't want to waste it writing negative reviews on eBay, believe me. But for the past 2 weeks, this evil relic from the 90s has had a copy of Passport to Paris stuck inside of it, which as far as Olsen twin movies go, isn't the worst option, but the movie plays all slow and it sounds like four little demons are having a pizza party in my living room. When I unplug the VCR, it just gets louder. I called the customer service number listed on the back of the unit and received a whole lot of attitude, but no help at all. Shelly R. from La Crosse, Wisconsin, and her supervisor, Dan T., should be fired for their incompetence in exorcising demons from minor household electronics. Where do you find these people? I might as well be yelling gibberish to an oozing VCR in my living room while a warped version of the Olsen twins sang about some demented pizza party. Because that's exactly what I was doing. I'll be returning this unit tomorrow and exchanging it for a set of ceramic pig figurines. If I end up with a set of haunted pig figurines who sing about having pizza parties, well, I think that'll be much easier for me to handle. Might even be cute. Little ghost piggies. One star.
Why didn't they just get a DVD player? I've literally never heard of one of those being haunted. Though I have heard some terrible things about the Olsen twins and satanic ritual sacrifice, so that part doesn't surprise me.
Found another one.
Delete it.
Found another one.
Yeah, I know, chatbot. I can hear the ding. In our next review, we'll flip through the pages of the New Jersey Times bestseller, How to Win Friends and Influence People to Do Your Bidding, A Modern Witch's Guide to Practical Curses.
This book has been an absolute nightmare. And not the fun, summoning demons and casting spells with unintended consequences kind of nightmare. Before any of your auto-response bots ask, yes, I made the salt circle. And I already cleansed the room like 4 times in the past week. Please don't waste my time with what are obviously beginner-level problems. You don't need to ask me if I've tried to disconnect the spiritual bond, waited 10 seconds and then reconnected, because yes, I've already tried that. I actually read the book. What do you think I am? Some sort of non-direction following man? If I have to go through all the trouble of finding a soul worth sacrificing in Lincoln, Nebraska, of all places, the very least you could do is follow through on what your book promises. Because all I see is you've got my 20 bucks, I've got a cut on my palm, a dead guy in my trunk, and my boss is still walking around this Starbucks with a full head of hair like he owns the place.
Should I just delete my account and start over?
No, we can fix this. Probably. I found an old profile on poetry.com.
That's not me.
Does this sound familiar? If I agreed to hold your hand,
what?
Would you jump off this bridge into the deepest waters with me? I never learned how to swim, but I'll grow gills to breathe.
Please stop.
What? I like it. Where was I? Oh, yeah! We'll start a new life at the bottom of the sea.
Hear that? That's the sound of crippling teenage anxiety coming back to haunt me. That means it's time to wrap things up with a review from your universe.
Together.
Chatbot, stop with the poem and read the damn review.
Okay, will do. This is a review of the Cedar Lodge Motel in El Portal, California. Carrie Anthony Stainer is an American serial killer currently on death row for the 1999 murders of four women in Mariposa County near Yosemite, California. He was employed as the handyman at this place when he committed the murders.
That's a review?
Yes. One star.
Fucking hell. Lock your deadbolts, people.
Deuces. Jetpack. Pew.
The One Stars is a Good Point podcast. This episode was written and produced by Jeremy Ellett. The Kettlebell Review was written by Tal Minear.
Of course, the One Stars would be absolutely nothing if it weren't hosted by me, the wonderful, charming, and ever so attractive Negative Nancy, voiced by Emma Elizabeth again. Seriously, who keeps saying that? Where is that voice coming from? But also, I had a little bit of help from some of my space cowboys.
Anjali Kunipaneni, review of A Kettlebell. Voice actor, writer, all-around semi-functional human being. Find me at Here Lies Anjali on Twitter.
Hi, my name is Tom Laughlin, and I reviewed a VCR. If you're interested in my voice work, you can find me on Twitter at Tom Laughlin VA. That's TomLaFlinVA. Thanks.
Review of A Spellbook was read by Tal Minear, creator of Sidequesting, a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot, and co-creator of Lighthearts, a queer sitcom podcast about facing strange and insubstantial problems.
I'm Blythe Renee, and I played Chatbot. You can find more about me. Well, that doesn't matter. Why don't you just go to blacklivesmatter.com?
Hey, welcome back to the backstage. This is Garen Fitzgerald again, your announcer, and in this episode, the creepy Space Jam guy. And if you want to find me on the internet, you can do so at @V_Garen on Twitter or Instagram. And yeah, just pop around. I'm doing the things. Hope to see you soon. Bye.
We look forward to hearing from you, and you can look forward to hearing from us on the next episode of The One Stars.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.